Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Mommy Oyoyo is a platform for the modern African woman to talk about anything and everything related to motherhood in today's world. Join me, Berry Dakara, as we tackle the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, and everything else in between. Mommy Oyoyo is your plug for real-life gists and experiences about being a mother, African style. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. As usual, it's your girl, Berry Dakara. Did you guys miss me? Did you miss me? I know I missed you, and I should say, before we get into the actual topic of discussion today, I should say I'm really sorry for the unscheduled break in transmission. I promise you that was not part of my plan. My plan really, like if you guys look at my podcasting notebook, I have a whole bunch of topics that I planned to cover this year. You know, I had a bunch of guests that I wanted to have on the podcast and everything, but just I don't know. I got to a point where if I'm being perfectly honest, podcasting is quite a bit of work. It is not just, you know, coming up with the topic ideas and content creation. There's editing the podcast, there's recording the podcast, there's editing the podcast, there's publishing, there's marketing, there's promotions, there's writing show notes, there's a bunch of things that go into podcasting. And I think at the point I just was tired. I just got tired. And to be honest, also just, I guess, lacked some motivation. And I just let some things go by the wayside, and unfortunately this podcast was one of the things that I let go to the wayside. And if you follow me on Instagram as well, you know that I also got off Instagram for a few weeks because I just needed time to myself, you know, to just kind of recalibrate. So that's why I was away, and I am sorry, but I am back, and I'm hoping that I can at least adhere to publishing an episode every 2 weeks. That's what I would like to do. I think eventually I'd like to get back to a point where, you know, it's every week. But as of this point in time, I cannot promise that. So let's just try and see what we can do on a bi-weekly schedule. So I hope you guys forgive me. Please, I'm sorry. Mabinu, Biko, forgive me. Ejo. Okay? All right. So this is episode 66, and in this episode, I wanted to cover child support. It's going to be a short one because it's just me. It's just a solo episode, but I wanted to share my thoughts on child support. I think that, and why do I want to talk about it? Not necessarily because of my situation, because as you guys know, I'm a single mom. I have a four-year-old daughter, but just the whole notion of child support, I feel like men in general see child support as, like, I think child support has a negative connotation. It's seen in a negative light. From what I've observed, a lot of men see child support as, one, punishment, and also, two, they see it as, that's if they're forced to pay child support. Let me say it that way. If they're forced to pay child support, they see it as punishment for one reason or another. And number two, they see it as payment to their exes or to their baby mama, as opposed to upkeep and financial support for their children. I don't know if I'm clear. So one, they see it as punishment, right? And two, they see it as money that's being paid to the woman, to the mother of their child or children, as opposed to I'm paying this money to financially contribute to my child's upkeep. And I don't know when, why, how, or why this is the case. I remember early this year, I met up with a friend of mine who I went to secondary school with, and he invited a friend of his as well, a man who's married. They're all Nigerian. And this guy who I just met, I think I mentioned to him that I am a single mom, and he started talking about that he would rather run away and go back to Africa than pay child support if his marriage ever broke down. And in his words or his reasoning is that he doesn't want to give money to he wouldn't want to give money to his ex so that she can use the money to gallivant around with her new boyfriend. Which to me, I stopped and I'm like, wait, why are you assuming that the money you're sending for your child's upkeep is being spent by her, or is being spent frivolously rather by her? Which then brought me to a different point of, well, there are women out there, and it's very, very unfortunate. There are women out there that, and I guess this is why men see it as punishments, is because there are stories of women out there who are using child support as a way to punish their exes. Like, because our relationship is done, don't worry, I'm going to get you. You pay all the money in the world to take care of your child. And I don't understand why that is. I don't get it. To me, in my mind, and maybe I'm just a simpleton, or maybe I see life through rose-colored glasses, maybe I just like to see the good in everything or whatever, I don't know. But to me, I feel like child support should not even be a topic of contention, right? You have a child. Your child needs to be taken care of, whether you're the woman, whether you're the man. If you're the woman, or if you're, let's say, if you are the custodial parent, right? It means that the child lives with you. And of course, you have to take care of that child, whether it's schooling or extracurricular activities, groceries, clothes, toys, all of these things. You have to pay for it, right? And in my mind, at least, when you're going to seek financial support for your child from their other parent, it should be to help cover your child's needs. You get what I mean? As opposed to, I'm going to use that money to go get my hair done or get my nails done or whatever. And you know what? I've heard of women, to be honest, I've heard of women who they completely refuse to work because they won't collect child support. And I don't get it. Like, what? See, I feel like I'm going to offend one or two people who listen to this episode. I feel like I might offend some people. And honestly, I don't really care. Because I feel like if you have decided not to work and instead would rather collect money as child support to cover you and your children, or child or your children, and you're not working to spite the other person. Like, I don't understand. Like, what kind of parent are you? I know I'm usually the person who says, you know, motherhood isn't one size fits all. And I do 100% believe that every parenting situation is unique. Every parenting situation is different, okay? But I don't know that there is any part of me that will understand how a woman or a parent would willfully refuse to work. Not like you're not able to work. There's a difference between you're not able to work, but you can work. You have the ability to work, but you refuse to just simply because you want to collect more money from the other parent of your child. I don't understand that. That doesn't make any kind of sense to me. I feel like you're doing your children a disservice. If that is you, please collect sense now. I'm gonna find small work. Okay? That's number one. Where was I going with this? Sorry, I feel like I'm rambling a little bit. But so yeah, I do get the men that see child support as punishment when you're talking about women like that, right? But then at the same time, you as a man, why should you run from taking care of your own child or children? What is that? Like, I don't understand what that means. I would rather run away to Africa than give any... Okay, so no, to be fair, he did say that he would rather, you know, give me the bank account number for the child's school or wherever, or their doctor or whatever. I'd rather pay directly to the school or pay directly to their doctor, pay directly, you know, for their extracurricular activities. I'd rather pay directly for all of these things as opposed to giving you, the mother, the money. And I have heard of other instances like that. I do know someone who, when they split up with their spouse, was paying their children's school fees directly to the school, had put money down at like a grocery store, had put money down at their primary care physician to cover any upcoming bills that could come up. And if there are any balances, you know, let me know and I'll pay it. So I get that, right? But the whole notion of I don't want to be on child support, it just doesn't make any sense to me, because you are a parent to that child or those children. The other parents did not make the children by themselves. You are an active participant, right? Although, to be honest, okay, so there's a little, what should I say, bracket for the men who feel like I don't know. There are some women that you've heard of, like, they trapped a man into getting them pregnant so that they can have a child with you. I don't really know how to address that subset of people, because on the one hand, you know, if you're a man, wear a condom if you don't want to have any children, right? Bring your own condom, right? If you don't want to have children with this person you're sleeping with. So the whole thing of, oh, she trapped me, I don't know. Maybe you'd not do your own due diligence. I also know of, I heard a story of a couple that they're no longer together, right? They're no longer together, but their children are minors. And so they've decided that they will stay together on paper, as in they will continue being legally married just so he doesn't have to pay child support. Which, again, I don't know. From what I've heard, right, at least in this country, in the US, you can do child support, I think, in two ways, where one, the non-custodial parent is paying directly to the other parent, or the non-custodial parent has to pay to the court, and then the court sends the money to the custodial parent. I think there's a way, like, if it's a case where the non-custodial parent is paying directly to the parent, I feel like, yes, even if you have something written down on paper, like, you know, a legal document that says this is how much you're supposed to be paying, if both of you agree on an amount that you both feel is fair for your children, then you can go with that amount and not necessarily have to go with what is written on the court order. Don't go and tell anybody that I said so. I'm not a lawyer. Don't go and tell anybody, well, Barry said legal. I'm not a legal expert. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know anything about these things. But this, I'm just sharing like things that I've heard, right? For me, Sha, I think at the very basic level, I understand why child support is necessary. It is because the other parents who the child does not live with need to also contribute financially to their child's upkeep. I was on a podcast recently on Clever Girl, the Clever Girls Know, aka Clever Girl Finance podcast. I can't remember what episode that was, but I remember distinctly saying that I think there's a special place in hell for men that refuse to contribute to their children's upkeep. And I listen, I will say it 5,000 million times. I will say it with my chest until the day I die. I will. Let me tell you, I think that episode was, it was episode, episode 196. So if you look up the Clever Girls No, aka Clever Girl Finance podcast, and listen to episode 196, then I shared a little bit about my story of being a single mom and starting over financially and, you know, building a life that's focused on financial wellness. So you can listen to that. I think I'll put a link in the show notes here as well. But yeah, these are just my thoughts on child support. If you're a man and you have children that don't live with you, please just remove yourself from the situation, okay? It's not about, and again, I understand that there's some men with like really terrible female exes. I understand that. But just use your mind, and remember that this money is for your children's upkeep. If you believe that the money isn't being spent properly, then maybe you want to talk to a lawyer that can go to court for you to, I don't know, lower the payments or manage the money. I don't know. I really just don't know. But men, women, please, like with children, please remember that at the end of the day, this money that's coming for the child is supposed to be for the upkeep of the child. Me, I'll tell you, there is no money that comes towards my child that I spend on myself. I don't do it. I don't. Not for our birthday, not for Christmas, not for anything. Any money that comes to her from anybody, whether it's her dad, her grandparents, her aunties and uncles, my own followers, any money that comes towards her, I keep for her. If I'm not spending it on her directly, then it's going into her bank account. I don't want to touch her money because that's her money. And I know that I'm a little bit extreme because, yeah, most from what I heard, other parents spend their children's money, but I'm just not like that. But the bottom line is, child support is meant to help with the children's upkeep and their financial upkeep. So remove any bad feelings, remove sentiments from the situation if you are in that kind of situation, and just think about the well-being of your child, right? So men, if you have children out there that don't live with you, please do what you can and take care of your child. Take care of your child. And women, if you have children and if you have children, don't use them as a way to punish your ex. Both parties, actually, don't use your children as a way to punish your exes. It's really just, at the end of the day, I feel like you're going to inflict more damage on your child than on the other person, right? So yeah, sorry for the rambling. I know it's a little bit like all over the place, but those are just my thoughts on child support. I know I didn't talk about my own personal situation, which I just don't want to do, for the benefit of my child and for the benefit of all parties involved. But yeah, that's all I have to say. I hope you guys will come back next week for another, no, not next week, I'm not, come back in 2 weeks for another episode, and I will catch you then. Don't forget to stay tuned for other episodes that you might enjoy if you like listening to this one. Thank you. All right. I hope you enjoyed listening to that episode and my thoughts and ramblings on child support. If you enjoyed listening, I think you're going to like some of the episodes that I'm about to mention, and they all revolve around single parenting. In episode 54, I talked about my single mom life and what it had been like being a single mom to my daughter for the past, I think, 3 to 4 years. In episode 31, Verastic talked about dealing with divorce as an African mother. And in episode 25, Ibube also talked about life as a single mom. And for the men's part, we talked to OC in episode 5. He was actually the first man on the podcast, and he talked about not being a typical African dad, because for a while there, he was a single dad. So make sure you listen to these episodes and expect to hear a lot more from me coming soon. Thank you for listening to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Real conversations about motherhood for the modern African woman. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe to Mommy Oyoyo on your preferred podcast player, share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To keep up and join our conversations online, you can follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mommy Oyoyo. Also check out our website at www.mommyoyoyo.com, and feel free to send feedback via email to mommyoyoyo@gmail.com. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time.